ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4 Canto 4, Chapter 18, Texts 11, 12, and 13. I'll first read texts 11 and 12, and then we'll come to 13, and then we'll recite and we'll continue. This is text 11. Samam chet guru maam rajan, deva vrishtam yathapaya. अपार्थावपि भद्रं ते उपावर्तेत मे विभो. माय डियर किंग, मे आई इन्फॉर्म यू दैट यू हैव टू मेक द एंटायर सर्फेस ऑफ द ग्लोब लेवल. दिस विल हेल्प मी इवन व्हेन द रेनी सीजन हैज सीज्ड. रेनफॉल कम्स बाय द मर्सी ऑफ किंग इंद्र. रेनफॉल विल रिमेन ऑन द सर्फेस ऑफ द ग्लोब, ऑलवेज कीपिंग द अर्थ मॉइस्टेंट, एंड दस इट विल बी ऑस्पिशियस फॉर ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ प्रोडक्शन. King Indra of the heavenly planets is in charge of throwing thunderbolts and giving rainfall. Generally, thunderbolts are thrown on the tops of hills in order to break them to pieces. As these pieces are spread asunder, in due course of time, the surface of the globe gradually becomes fit for agriculture. Level land is especially conducive to the production of grain. Thus, the planet Earth requested Maharaj Prithu to level the surface of the earth, breaking up the high land and mountains. Text 12. Iti priyam hitam vakyam bhuva adaya bhupatihi vatsam kritva manam panav aduhal sakalaushadhihi. After hearing the auspicious and pleasing words of the planet Earth, the king accepted them. He then transformed Swayambhuva Manu into a calf and milked all the herbs and grains from the earth in the form of a cow, keeping them in his cupped hands. And then text 13. Tatha apare, tatha pare, cha sarvatra, tatha pare cha sarvatra, tatha pare cha sarvatra, saram आददते बुधाः सारमाददते बुधाः सारमाददते बुधाः ततः अन्ये ततोऽन्ये च यथा कामं यथा कामं ततोन्ये च यथा कामम् दुदुहुः दुदुहुः पृथु भावितां पृथु भावितां दुदुहुः पृथु भावितां दुदुहुः पृथु भावितां तथा परे च सर्वत्र सारं ददते बुधाः ततोऽन्ये च यथा कामम् दुदुः पृथुभावितान् तथा परे च सर्वत्र सारं ददते बुधाः ततोऽन्ये च यथा कामम् दुदुः पृथुभावितान्. प्लीज रिपीट. तथा परे च सर्वत्र Thank you. Mataji. Tatha. So. Apare. Others. Cha. Also. Sarvatra. Everywhere. Saram. The essence. Adadate. Took. Budhaha. The intelligent class of men. Tataha. Thereafter. Anye. Others. Cha. Also. Yatha kamam. As much as they desired. Duduhu. Milked. Prithu bhavitam. The planet Earth. Controlled by Prithumaraj. Translation. Others who were as intelligent as King Prithu also took the essence out of the earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth. Please repeat. Others who were as intelligent as King Prithu also took the essence out of the earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The planet Earth is also called Vasundhara. The word Vasu means wealth and Dhara means one who holds. All creatures within the earth fulfill the necessities required for human beings, and all living entities can be taken out of the earth by the proper means. As suggested by the planet Earth and accepted and initiated by King Prithu, whatever is taken from the earth, either from the mines, from the surface of the globe, or from the atmosphere, should always be considered the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and should be used for Yajna, Lord Vishnu. As soon as the process of Yajna is stopped, the earth will withhold all productions, vegetables, trees, plants, fruits, flowers, other agricultural products and minerals. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the process of Yajna was instituted from the beginning of creation. By the regular performance of Yajna, the equal distribution of wealth and the restriction of sense gratification, the entire world will be made peaceful and prosperous. As already mentioned, in this age of Kali, the simple performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the holding of festivals as initiated by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, should be introduced in every town and village. Intelligent men should encourage the performance of Sankirtan Yajna by their personal behavior. This means that they should follow the process of austerity by restricting themselves from illicit sex life, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. If the intelligent men or the brahmanas of society would follow the rules and regulations, certainly the entire face of this present world, which is in such chaotic condition, would change and people would be happy and prosperous. Samam chakur maam rajan devavrishtam yathapayaha apartavapi bhadram te upavarteta me vibho iti priyam hitam vakyam bhuva adaya bhupati vatsam kritva manum paanav aduhat sakalaushadhihi tathaparecha sarvatra saramadatte budhaha tatanyecha yathakamam duduhu prithubhavitam. My dear king, may I inform you that you have to make the entire surface of the globe level. This will help me even when the rainy season has ceased. Rainfall comes by the mercy of King Indra. Rainfall will remain on the surface of the globe, always keeping the earth moistened, and thus it will be auspicious for all kinds of production. After hearing the auspicious and pleasing words of the planet Earth, the king accepted them. He then transformed Swayambhuva Manu into a calf and milked all the herbs and grains from the earth in the form of a cow, keeping them in his cupped hands. Others who were as intelligent as King Prithu, also took the essence out of the earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Nitinamane Nama Acharya Padaya Nitaya Kripapratayane Gaurakatha Dhamadaya Navaragramatayane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Nitinamane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshi Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vairagya Vidya Nichabhakti Yoga Shikshartameka Purushav Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripambutheriya Samaham Prapadye Kalan Nashtam Bhakti Yogam Nijamya Pratushkartum Krishna Chaitanya Nama Avirbhutas Tasyapadarajinde Gadham Gadham Liyatam Chitta Bhanga Namo Maha Udanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Pishe Namaha Vanchagat Padarbhyashya Kripasandukhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare My Guru Maharaj, Jayapatak Maharaj instructed me to speak on Bhagavata. So therefore I am speaking. He also told me how to speak, how to give a Bhagavatam class. So I won't disturb the devotee audience. I'm very sorry. Okay, in this purport, in this portion within the Srimad Bhagavatam, we notice that Maharaj Prithu, he is deriving all the resources, all the necessities of humanity from Mother Earth. This is an important point that is not understood amongst the non-devotee civilization. They don't understand that everything that is required for the inhabitants of this planet is kept within this planet. You don't need to do something else in order to keep humanity peaceful and happy and satisfied. The means for doing that is yajna. Once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura explained that we should not try to exploit this world, we should not try to exploit Earth. The entire modern civilization is based on trying to exploit Earth. They are trying to, like for instance, right now our civilization is an oil-based civilization and they are trying to extract oil out in order for human beings to enjoy life. But the Vedic system is a system of yajna. Sahayagya prajasishtva purovacho prajapati anena prasavishya dvam esha vosti ishtakamadhuk. Prabhupada refers to this here in this purport. That right at the beginning of creation, when the Supreme Lord makes an arrangement for the living entities to get their gross bodies, so at that time itself he makes an arrangement that, look, I am giving you a system of sacrifice. You carry out the instructions provided in the Vedic scriptures and you satisfy me. And then through the demigods, I will provide whatever is required. So the entire Vedic civilization is built upon this idea that through a means of sacrifice. Sacrifice means you do what is pleasing to the Supreme Lord. You do what is pleasing to the Supreme Lord. When you please the Supreme Lord takes care of you. The contemporary non-devotee outlook is that humanity has to fend for itself. Therefore they spend a lot of research and development trying to figure out how to make technology and this and that, and they try to figure out that humankind can be happy by its own research endeavors. But this is actually this is not the process. Human life is meant for attaining God realization. It is meant for actually attaining pure love of God. Ishvareta gadhineshu valisheshu dvishatsucha prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti sa madhyamaha. Madhyamavikari's duty is to try to develop love of God. His duty is to develop respectful friendship towards those who are devotees of God, and be merciful to innocent non-devotees by giving them the process of Krishna consciousness, and simply ignore demoniac non-devotees, because if you deal with them further and further, then they become
they will become more and more inimical. So the entire mission of the human life is to develop love of God. Prema pumartho mahan. Strictly speaking, our process is not just to be with Krishna. Our process is to attain Krishna prema. Prabhupada writes that a pure devotee of Krishna is not really interested in just associating even with Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. He wants to satisfy Krishna selflessly, fully, and make Krishna happy wherever Krishna puts him and places him. Now the primary means towards achieving that is Sankirtan Yajna. Prabhupada writes here that in the age of Kali, through the process of Sankirtan Yajna, then we can develop that, and we can also do the best, do the greatest good for humanity at large. This is the prime benediction for humanity at large. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam sheyah kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandambudhi vardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadanam sarvatmas napanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. This Sankirtan Yajna, it produces 7 effects. First of all, it purifies our heart. Cheto darpanam arjanam. It purifies our heart from lust, greed and anger. Lust refers to intense material desires. All forms of intense material desires. Without fulfilling it, you cannot stand. You cannot do anything. You are unable to function. You become dysfunctional. So when our material desires become so intense, then that state is called kama. And the best way to translate it in English is lust. And not merely sexual lust. That is, of course, the centerpiece of lust. But all forms of intense material desires. When you satisfy lust, or when you temporarily fulfill lust, then it generates even further desires. And it turns out into greed. If you don't satisfy lust, then it turns out into anger. So therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that lust, anger and greed, these are 3 gateways to hell. Because if you're stuck with it, you fulfill, you become greedy. You don't fulfill, you become angry. So in either case we are stuck. And therefore, we should take advantage of Sankirtan Yajna. Cheto darpanam arjanam. So our hearts become cleansed of this. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. Material existence is like a forest fire which engulfs all of us fully. So when we engage in Sankirtan Yajna, then we become freed from the miseries of material existence, because the soul begins to serve Krishna in his constitutional position. And he realizes that this material existence is external to it. It is not intrinsically connected. The living entity is not intrinsically connected to the material world. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam. This is the greatest benediction for humanity. Shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidya vadhu jivanam. This is the life and soul of transcendental knowledge. That means that as we make spiritual progress, Krishna enlightens us spiritually from within. So spiritual enlightenment cannot be separated from Sankirtan Yajna. Vidyavadhu jivanam anandambudhi vardhanam. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. The living entity is hankering for unlimited spiritual bliss. Brahma saukhyam tvanantam. Because that is his constitutional right. Prabhupada gives the example, just as the son of a millionaire, he's born and brought up in that environment of affluence and opulence. So, but suppose he becomes a beggar in the street, he will not be satisfied because he's used to a different type of life. Similarly, the living entity, we are used to that. So when we give up the spiritual world and we turn away from Krishna and we are here, then we are still hankering for that. That we cannot get here, and therefore Prabhupada says, Therefore we say there is no happiness in the material world. In one conversation he says, why do we say there is no happiness? He says, because that is not the standard of happiness. It's like a billionaire's son. You know, he may be begging and eating one or two chapatis from somebody. But that is not the standard of his happiness. His constitutional right to be happy is of a higher standard. Similarly, the living entities, Prabhupada said, they are eligible for ever-expanding unlimited happiness. And he said, that is our standard of happiness. Anything lower than that, they call unhappy. Because it's insufficient happiness. That is not what the living entity is hankering for. Anandambudhi vardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadhanam. And at every step, it enables the living entity to relish the nectar of pure devotional service and love of God. Pratipadam purnamrita swadhanam sarvatmas napanam. And it fully refreshes the living entity. Param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. May Shri Krishna Sankirtana be supremely victorious. So this is Sankirtana Yajna. And in the age of Kali, we worship the Supreme Lord in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this Sankirtana Yajna. Primarily through Sankirtana Yajna. Krishna Varnam, Tusha Krishnam, Sangopanga, Astra Parshadam. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. Primarily through Sankirtana Yajna. There may be other aspects of devotional service, but the central element is Sankirtana Yajna. We should keep in mind that congregational chanting of Krishna's names does not only produce spiritual effects, but it also produces material effect. Like here, Prabhupada is saying that you can get all the ingredients that you require simply by performing Yajna. And he extends it to refer to, by simply performing Sankirtan Yajna, you get all the resources that humanity needs. That is an actual instance of this. There's one letter where Prabhupada explains this. This is presented in Science of Self-Realization, an important book. There was a time when there was a drought in mid-70s in South India, in a state, Andhra Pradesh, and one of the representatives of the state government had written to Prabhupada saying that, can you please help? His idea was he should help humanity. I'll read the last paragraph of that letter that gentleman wrote to Prabhupada. As Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, which means service to man is service to God, the committee, the government had set up a committee to relieve the state from drought. The committee is confident that even a little effort by your gracious society will go a long way in mitigating the sufferings of hundreds and thousands of people. Yours, ever in the service of the Lord, T.L. Katidia, Secretary, Andhra Pradesh Relief Fund Committee, Hyderabad, India. And Prabhupada responded, my dear Mr. Katidia, please accept my greetings. With reference to your letter and your personal interview, I beg to inform you that without pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can become happy. Unfortunately, people do not know who God is and how to make Him happy. Our Krishna Consciousness Movement is therefore meant to present the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly to the people, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter. Tushte chitat prakinalabhyam ananta adye kim tair gunavyatikara adhikaye swasiddhaha. The idea stated in this verse is that by pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we please everyone, and there is no question of scarcity. Because people do not know the secret of success, they are making their own independent plans to be happy. However, it is not possible to achieve happiness in this way. On your letterhead, I find many important men in this country who are interested in relieving the sufferings of the people. But they should know for certain that without pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all their attempts will be futile. A diseased man cannot live simply on the strength of the help of an expert physician and medicine. If this were so, then no rich man would ever die. One must be favored by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, if you want to perform relief work simply by collecting funds, I think that it will not be successful. You have to please the Supreme Authority, and that is the way to success. For example, due to the performance of Sankirtan here, the rain has begun to fall after a drought of 2 years. Prabhupada actually arranged for devotees to chant Hare Krishna in Nam Sankirtan. And after a 2-year drought, then rain began to fall. So Prabhupada was referring to that. The last time we performed the Hare Krishna festival in Delhi, there was imminent danger of Pakistan's declaring war. And when a newspaper man approached me for my opinion, I said, there must be fighting because the other party was aggressive. However, because of our Sankirtan movement, India emerged victorious. Similarly, when we held a festival in Calcutta, the Naxalite movement stopped. These are facts. Through the Sankirtan movement, we can not only get all facilities for living, but also at the end can go back home, back to Godhead. Those who are of a demoniac nature cannot understand this, but it is a fact. I therefore request you, as leading members of society, to join this movement. There is no loss on anyone's part for chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but the gain is great, according to Bhagavad Gita 3:21. What is accepted by leading men is also accepted by common men. Yad yad acharati shrestas tattadeve taro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokas tad danuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow in his footsteps. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. The Sankirtan movement of Krishna consciousness is very important. Therefore, through you, I wish to appeal to all the leading men of India to accept this movement very seriously and give us all facility to spread this movement throughout the world. Then there will be a very happy condition, not only in India, but all over the world. Hoping this will meet you in good health, your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. So Prabhupada was very clear about this, that simply by the process of Sankirtan Yajna, you can actually do what people consider tangible welfare. They cannot understand. Generally, people who are too materialistic cannot understand that providing spiritual welfare is tangible welfare. That even the material welfare that they are considering, that they imagine to be tangible, even that material welfare comes from Sankirtan Yajna. There's another incident. I'll read this. This was sent to me by one of my friends. This refers to how a family which was materially very disturbed, they were very, very disturbed for 9 years, in fact. And by Nam Sankirtan, their situation, their material miseries, even that was alleviated. I'll simply read it out as it comes. This was actually referring to some incidents that happened in Rome, near Rome, in Italy, in 2009, March. This is written by an eyewitness. This is a true story that took place near Rome in March 2009. As soon as we entered the apartment, we understood we were in for some excitement. We had heard different stories of how this young woman had been terrorized by a ghost for the last 9 years, of how just the other week she had been hospitalized due to a flying chair striking her in the head, and how she was now at the limit of her sanity. We had been told of knives flying across the room, pictures leaping from the walls, and levitating coffee machines. Chairs and other objects independently shaking and smashing into walls was a daily occurrence in this home. Hey, but ghosts don't exist. Well, for many people and cultures, they do. Ancient Indian culture explains that a ghost is someone, a soul, who upon dying is not awarded a new physical body, but painfully lingers around in their subtle body made of mind, intelligence, and false ego. Such a situation may occur due to a sudden death or extreme negative acts such as suicide, and is a position of suffering as one has a mind full of desires yet no body to enact them. Ghosts often take advantage of weak-minded persons or those under intoxication, entering their physical bodies and attempt to enjoy through this borrowed facility. Many people cannot believe what they have done whilst under intoxication or depression because they engage in acts they normally would refrain from. So such was the situation we found in a quiet village just outside Rome. The woman and her boyfriend had tried everything they knew to free themselves from this terrifying situation. On one occasion, they had lit incense and chanted prayers in order to purify the atmosphere, only to find the nearby wardrobe seemingly come to life and violently vibrate, splitting into two equal pieces. Upon moving the ruptured closet, they had been horrified to find a swarming mass of bleach-like worms, quite different from the indigenous species covering the wall and the floor. The woman explained that 9 years before, she had been the object of attraction for one boy in her school. repeatedly denying his requests for relationship. She had found herself cursed by the boy's satanic mother, who was well versed in the black arts of witchcraft. She was told that she would suffer for the rest of her life for this refusal. That had been 9 years before, yet with some incident every evening, it already felt like a lifetime. One may ask why they stayed in the same apartment. Why didn't they move? Well, theirs was a family home for several generations, and they still lived with her parents. While her mother was very sympathetic to her daughter, the father had always been skeptical. Most of the happenings had been directed only to his daughter, until he also started to experience strange things. Out of desperation, they had once invited the local Catholic monks to come and assist. The monks explained that they could perform an exorcism on the woman, but they couldn't guarantee that the ghost would leave the property. Anyhow, at least let's do something, they decided, although they were not prepared for what they would witness. At one point in the ceremony, with the woman white like a sheet, trembling and covered with sweat, they beheld countless 3-inch nails shooting from her mouth, followed by a deep, ghastly roar, clearly not from such a simple lady. While the couple were completely shocked, the monks explained that it was all quite normal in these situations, and that the Vatican was full of such incidents. Seeing no alternative, the boyfriend called upon his parents for help. As they were Vaishnava practitioners, Hare Krishnas, for more than 20 years, they enthusiastically seized the opportunity and organized a troop of devout spiritual followers. We were 7 in total. We meditated not only on trying to help the disturbed family, but also on helping the ghost, who was himself imprisoned in such an agonizing situation. Our strategy would be to perform loud, intense chanting of Krishna's names, which would purify everything and are feared by fear personified. It is said that all negativity flies away when one chants the holy name of Krishna. This would be a chance to see how much we believed in what we had dedicated our lives to. Were we really taking our spiritual life seriously, or were we just pretenders? We were not sure what to expect, but we were certain that we wanted to experience something extraordinary. Were we ready for what was to come? Oh no, it started, it started. The expression on the woman's face changed rapidly, as did ours. What we had been expectantly awaiting was now immediately happening. As soon as we crossed the threshold of the apartment, our hearts had taken on a new gear, sensing the thick, heavy atmosphere. As if to ignite fear within us, 2 pictures of Christian saints had sprung from the hallway wall and crashed to the floor. Was this a message from our apparently hostile poltergeist, suggesting our own imminent destiny? As each devotee individually deepened their soft recital of Krishna's names, we confidently ventured forward. Within a second, a dining chair in the adjoining kitchen seemingly leaped up and smashed to the ground, sending the woman into a state of hysteria as she frantically moved from room to room. We had been in the apartment for about 10 seconds and had already experienced more than what we could have imagined. Standing in the center of the main room, we all looked at one another for a moment and then spontaneously erupted into kirtan, the loud calling of the names of Krishna, themselves feared by fear personified. The leader of the chanting requested that we all chant in unison with full voice instead of the usual call and response style we were familiar with. With the accordion sounding, clay drum booming, and countless hand cymbals chiming, along with the resounding call of a conch shell being blown, overall the effect was quite tumultuous. Placing all our breath into the chanting, we searched to find the protection promised from these all-powerful names of the Supreme. What the neighbors were thinking was far from our thoughts as we absorbed our minds in the pure transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One of our party had brought several sacred Nisimha stones called Shalagram and proceeded to bathe them with pure water. These transcendental manifestations offer powerful protection as well as removal of inauspicious obstacles on our spiritual path. Spraying the bathing water all around, we gradually moved from one room to another, ardently chanting the recommended mantra for this age, Hare Krishna. Noticing that the heavy wooden dining chairs had each begun to vibrate, the woman laid them down under the table, all the while rambling through prayers in a frenzied manner. Her mother tried to console her, but had little effect. Just then, a wooden drawer from a cupboard in an adjacent room came flying across the ceiling and smashed against the wall just behind the woman, spraying its contents everywhere. We instinctively moved closer to the woman and desperately called out the names. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, a devotee was offering the bathing water to drink for protection to the family. When a chair rose 1 meter from the floor and from within a split second zoomed across the room, colliding with the boyfriend. Seeing no other means to assist, the devotee practically threw the liquid down the boyfriend's throat, only then to see the coffee machine also begin its levitation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We had been hoping to experience something, and this local spook was certainly entertaining us. Whilst the dining chairs were continuing to vibrate, we moved through the parents' bedroom, all the while intensifying our chanting of the all-purifying names of Krishna. Vedic scripture explains that these names, the Maha Mantra, being completely spiritual, have the unlimited power of God by which the dirt of our hearts can be cleansed. Just as the sun can cleanse urine and waste from the earth by its scorching rays, yet remain unpolluted. Similarly, the names of Krishna can never be contaminated, yet they themselves clean even the reservoir of dirt in our consciousness. As we danced to the sweet sound, the woman, along with her mother and father, was standing in the doorway, nervously chanting to herself. She appeared distant, lost in her racing thoughts. At that moment, seemingly thrust up against the wall, she was pinned by her invisible assaulter. As if held by the throat, she was dragged along the wall, banging into her parents. Pandemonium arose amongst them as we chased after, throwing our weapon of the Maha Mantra in an act of rescue. Again she was released, although severely shaken. We had now been chanting intensely for 40 minutes, and still the atmosphere seemed thick and heavy with darkness. Although violent events had occurred to the family members, nothing had touched any of us who were taking refuge in the sound incarnation of Krishna's names. We all felt completely protected and fearless. With such faith in Krishna's names, as well as the mood of compassion to help both the family and their uninvited phantom, we courageously danced and span around the house. Gradually we managed to involve the family in dancing and chanting with us, which brought unlimited heights of bliss as the father of the family smiled for the first time. Then the atmosphere lightened and everyone felt the overwhelming joy of freedom whilst chanting Hare Krishna. It felt like a wonderful sunrise, clearing away the darkness and fog of the evening while simultaneously eradicating fear of thieves and dacoits. Carrying on for another 15 minutes, we all tasted the true happiness of the soul as he reawakens his relationship with his long-lost friend, Krishna. With the mood considerably transformed, we sat together on the floor and recited the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita in both Sanskrit and Italian, entitled Devotional Service. We were refreshing ourselves with knowledge of our pure loving relationship with Krishna, while also praying that our poltergeist friend be now fully purified and able to reawaken his pure love, his own love. We cannot know what has happened to this ghost, although we are sure that immense purification took place not just for him, but also the family and ourselves who came as menial servants of the sweet, all-powerful names of Krishna. By chanting the Maha Mantra, we can purify our existence and fully reawaken our dormant love for Krishna and consequently each other. That love is within us all, even within ghosts. But due to absorption in material pursuits, we forget our real treasure within. Since that day, there have been no further disturbances in that home. That night was their first peaceful night in 9 years. All glories to the unlimited glorious names of Krishna. And all glories to the pure devotee of those names who has compassionately spread them throughout the entire world. Srila Prabhupada. Written by Sanatan Goswami Das, Italy. So the Hare Krishna mantra, we should keep in mind, it's not just for spiritual reasons we chant Hare Krishna. You see, even mundane material effects can be perceived. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he talks about pure devotional service. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnanakarma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakturuttamam. He says that pure devotional service to Krishna is activities which are performed in order to please Krishna, and which are performed without any desire other than to improve in Krishna consciousness and other than to please Krishna. It also includes no sinful activities mixed in, and which is not covered by Vedic processes such as dharma, Vedic process of dhyana and so on. And immediately after that, he says that there are six effects that come from pure devotional service to Krishna. Keshagni, Shubhada, Moksha Lagda, Krit, Sudurlabha, Sandrananda Visheshatma, Shri Krishna Karshani Chasa. And later he explains that out of these six qualities, the first two qualities are found in, even in the stage of sadhana bhakti. The first four qualities are perceived when one, by Krishna's mercy, attains bhava bhakti. And he says that all the six qualities are perceived when one, by Krishna's mercy, attains prema bhakti. Kleshagni, freedom from material miseries. This is the first symptom. Shubhada, awakening of auspiciousness. Auspiciousness means everything becomes prosperous and good. So these two symptoms are perceived even in the stage of sadhana bhakti, even if one hasn't progressed further. At the stage of bhava bhakti, one experiences the next two effects. In addition to the first two effects, one experiences the other two. Kleshagni, Shubhada, Moksha Laghutakrit. One derides even the conception of liberation from material miseries. He experiences such happiness. Moksha Laghutakrit, Sudurlabha. He understands how rare it is to attain pure devotional service in that state. At the stage of prema bhakti, one experiences two more effects. Sandrananda Visheshatma. One experiences that pure love of God is concentrated spiritual bliss. Sandrananda Visheshatma, Shri Krishna Karshani Chasa. And that she attracts pure devotional service to Krishna at the state of love of God, attracts Krishna's attention. So this is the great effect of Sankirtan Yajna. There are two beautiful books which I would like to show you. This is a book, Sri Namamrita, The Nectar of the Holy Name. This book has been there. This was made in the 80s or maybe late 70s. This is a compilation of Krishna's, of Prabhupada's statements from his books on Krishna's names. Very beautiful book. Very, very nicely done. It's got five parts. Part 1 establishes how the holy name is the universal and supreme religion for this age. Part 2 talks about the theology of the holy name, the transcendental attributes of the holy name and the transcendental effects of the holy name. Part 3 talks about the practice of the holy name. Part 4 talks about the propagation of the holy name. And part 5 deals with other important instructions concerning the holy name. Very beautiful. It's got compilations from all over Prabhupada's books. So when you read this, you really become inspired. You understand that chant and be happy is not just an exaggeration. The reality. Another nice book came out this Gopurnima time, Namacharya, The Life of Srila Haridas Thakur by Rupa Vilas Prabhu. A very beautiful biography. Even though we are aware of Haridas Thakur's manifest pastimes and his teaching from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, this puts it out sequentially, chronologically, from his birth all the way till his departure, and contains many interesting excerpts. Very, very nicely done. I recommend that you read this book also. Very nice book. We should keep in mind that Sankirtan Yajna is the center of Bhagavata Dharma. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has said in Nectar of Instruction, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Piptopatapta Rasanasya Narochikanu Kintu Adarad Anadinam Khalusaiva Jushta Swadvi Kraman Bhavati Tadgata Mula Hantri. He says, Krishna's names and description of Krishna's pastimes and so on, they appear bitter to the conditioned soul. But that is like a person who has jaundice. For him, sugar candy, which is intrinsically very sweet, it appears very bitter. But simply by taking that, we regain our sweetness because the disease is uprooted. Tadgada Moolahantri, it completely uproots it. It removes the disease from the core. So this is a very, very important process. There is Yuga Dharma, and lower than that there is Bhagavata Dharma, referring to all the other processes. There are 64 items of devotional service. And then lower than that, there is Varnashrama Dharma, and lower than that, there is Adharma. So the more time you spend on the higher aspects to practice and propagate the chanting of Krishna's names offenselessly and sinlessly, the more spiritual advancement we can make and we can experience in our own life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any comments, any questions, any corrections? Yes, yes, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, sir, for a wonderful class. Just wanted to know where you read out that article from. Is it from Bhakti God?
Oh, it was posted on the internet. Mahavishnu Maharaj had posted it on his site.
Okay.
It also was sent to me by email. I found it in Mahavishnu Maharaj had put it on his website.
Alright, I just wanted to know that. Thanks a lot.
I don't think it's fake.
No.
I don't think it's fake.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
This story is certainly very powerful. How do we understand there are many other stories where it apparently doesn't seem to work so obviously?
What doesn't seem to work?
That the holy names doesn't seem to act. Like we've been trying to develop farming communities all over the world, chanting Hare Krishna, and the all auspiciousness of the Sankirtan movement doesn't seem to have helped the projects. So we could say the same about temples in the cities. In many areas of the world, we are seeing that they are not developing like the first were. And it brings doubts in the mind as to why the power of the holy name is being impeded in this way. Could you please speak more on this?
See, Srila Rupa Goswami has clearly specified that there are certain activities which actually, which are detrimental to the process of devotional service. And there are certain activities which are enhancing devotional service. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagriha ganasangascha lolyamcha shadbhir bhaktir vinashyati. The word vinashyati means it completely destroys. Atyahara, to collect more than what is required. Prayasa, unnecessary talking and so on. Prajalpa, prayasa means unnecessary endeavors, things which are not really required. We are, as bhakti yogis, we are trying to engage in bhakti yoga, ninefold devotion service. So we should be very careful that we only accept aspects of religious material life only as much as factually required for this. Anything more than that is atyahara, over collecting, over endeavor. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpa, unnecessary talking. Niyama agraha, to have an eagerness for the rules and regulations of scripture which do not talk about devotional service, or to not have an eagerness to accept the rules and regulations of devotional service. Niyama agraha, janasangha, to associate with non-devotees. Laulyam, to have a greed for material achievements. Shadbhir bhaktir vinashyati, one's devotion service is completely spoiled. Vinashyati, doesn't say it as nashyati, vinashyati. Rupa Goswami himself is saying that. And then he says, utsahan, nishchaya, dhairya, tattat karma, pravartana, sangatyaga, satovritte, shadbhir bhaktir prasiddhyati. There are six activities which greatly enhance prasiddhyati, which bring about the success of bhakti yoga. Utsaha, enthusiasm, nishchayat, firm conviction. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that firm conviction comes with sambandha jnana, with knowledge of Krishna consciousness, of our relationship with Krishna as presented in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Utsaha, nishchaya, dhairya, one should be patient, one should be sober. Tattat karma pravartanat. One should engage in the various activities which are accessory for devotion, for the fructification of devotion service. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this means we should take the 64 items of devotion service very seriously. Specifically, the 5 central elements. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat, Shravan, Mathurava, Srimurti, Shraddhaya, Seva. Sadhu Sangha, to associate with Vaishnavas. What do you do in the association of Vaishnavas? That is explained in the next 4 items. Nama Kirtan, to loudly chant Krishna's names. Bhagavat Shravan, to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam in their association. Mathuravas, to stay in the holy abode of the Lord. If you cannot do it, to periodically visit the holy abodes of the Lord. The dhams have their own effect. There is a dham effect. If you simply come to this place, you think in a certain manner. So, Mathuravas, Srimurti Shraddhaya Sevan, and to faithfully and respectfully serve the deity form of the Lord. So when we engage in these activities, that is one of the items which propel us towards the success of Bhakti Yoga. Tattat karma pravartana, sangatyaga, to abandon the association of non-devotees. Notice that this comes twice. To associate with non-devotees destroys bhakti. To avoid association of non-devotees fructifies bhakti. To associate, because Lord Chaitanya has said, asat sangatyaga vaishnava achar. To who is a Vaishnava? When Lord Chaitanya was asked to define a Vaishnava, he said, one who abandons the association of the asat, asadhu, that is a Vaishnava. And then he explains, asat sangatyage Vaishnava char, what is that? Stri sangi ek asadhu Krishna bhakta. That one who is addicted to women, Stri sangi ek asadhu, he is one asat. Krishna abhakta ar, and one who is not a devotee of Krishna is also asat. So we should avoid the association of devotees, because non-devotees, I'm very sorry. So avoid the association of non-devotees, very dangerous. Very dangerous. Therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Dadati pratigrihnati gukhyamahyati prichati bhunte bhojete chaiva shadvidam priti lakshanam. This should be applied only amongst practicing devotees. If we do it with non-devotees, that is called asat sangha. So we should avoid that. Then satovritte means sadhu vritti, to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas and accept a lifestyle of the mode of goodness. So when some devotees at one time during Prabhupada's manifest presence, some of them were trying to do some drug racketeering or something to get money, you know, for the preaching, Prabhupada became furious. He said, what is this? Rupa Goswami has said, satovritte, you have to be honest. So another meaning of satovritte is to be honest. You have to be honest. We are telling the whole world you should not take drugs. And you are trying to take money from that activity and use it in Krishna service. So no, this is not proper. So if we accept the do's and reject the don'ts, then the effect will come. But if we disobey Srila Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur also has spoken to, when Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur were discussing about how the world can be benefited, he had a conversation which was recorded by one of Haridas Thakur's disciples and which was later presented in the form of Harinam Chintamani, one book, very important book, where each of the 10 offenses to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is analyzed in great detail. Analyzed in great detail, why it comes, how do you get rid of it. The major bulk, about 80% of the book, is only talking about offenses to the Hare Krishna mantra. So Haridas Thakur spent a lot of time talking about these things. So we have to avoid these things. Otherwise Prabhupada said it is like trying to light fire using a matchstick and then immediately dropping it on water. So the problem is we light it and drop it on water. Whereas Prabhupada said we should keep it dry. Then we strike and then it comes. So when we factually follow the instructions of Prabhupada and the liberated acharyas, we notice the effect. When we chant Hare Krishna following their instruction, then we notice the effect. But if we don't do it like that, then the effect will be, at least it will be delayed. It will be delayed. Prabhupada did say, if you chant Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, that will be effect, but it will take a long time. Like he said, the people who chant Nitai Gaur, Radheshyam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, they're chanting the names, the holy names. But he said they will attain the perfection of life after 700 lifetimes. So they're moving. It's not that they're not moving, but it's very, very slow. It's very, very delayed. So the effect is almost imperceptible to us when we engage in aparadha yukta nama kirtan, chanting of Krishna's names along with offenses. But if we do it properly, then the effect will certainly come. Certainly it will come, because we have seen instances of where it has come. So we understand that if we do it, it will come. If we do it, it will come. Of course, sometimes out of causeless mercy, Krishna may intentionally just manifest the effects of the Hare Krishna mantra to some extent, just to give us faith. That also is there. We have to leave it to Krishna's kindness. But they have provided a process, and if we take shelter of the process, it will certainly come. It will certainly come. There's no doubt about it. But we have to take shelter of the Uttamadhikari Acharyas, like Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Bhaktivinoda, Haridas Thakur, and follow that. Very, very important. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said that even though we talk about Vaishnava Seva, we should understand that it means this. 100% of the time we engage in the service of Uttamadhikari Vaishnavas, 66% of the time we engage in the service of Madhyamadhikari Vaishnavas, and 33% of the time we engage in service of Kanishtadhikari Vaishnavas. So all Vaishnavas we serve, but we should ensure that by serving Madhyamadhikaris, the Uttamadhikaris are happy. And we serve Kanishtadhikaris in such a way, Madhyamadhikaris and Uttamadhikaris are happy. So if we engage in Krishna consciousness like this, then we are factually engaging in pure devotional service, even though we are conditioned right now. So that is a green mango. And green mango is going to become a ripened mango. Otherwise, we are having a rotten mango. So we should engage in Krishna consciousness as it has been prescribed, exactly, without adding and subtracting. Then the effect will certainly come. Is that?
Thank you. So, would it be fair to say then that if disaster happens to a temple, such as an earthquake breaking it and deities being injured and broken into pieces, that it must be because of offenses made to the holy name on the part of the residents, the local devotees?
When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was once, you know, he used to have his diorama exhibits. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to have some diorama exhibits in his preaching. So at one time, when they were doing some preaching, there was a diorama exhibit, and some lightning or something struck. They had various dioramas, and there was one diorama of Ramanujacharya. Some lightning or something struck the Ramanujacharya diorama. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, deity worship, we are following Ramanujacharya. So he said, this has happened. So something must be wrong with the deity worship. Find out what's wrong with the pujari of that particular temple, local temple. And they checked, and that the pujari was having a romance with some girl. Very serious. I know there are instances like that. So if, but we should not assume that we are doing Krishna consciousness properly. My spiritual master, Srila Jayapatak Maharaj, one of the first instructions he gave me was this: never ever think that you are doing Krishna consciousness properly. You should always be self-critical. If you are not self-critical, you will assume that you are doing everything and you put the whole blame on Krishna. Krishna is not doing it, which is totally wrong. This he told me when? He told me this in 1991, he told me. Anything else? Yes, yes. It's already 9 o'clock.
It's just, I feel very happy that after a long time, someone has so wholeheartedly glorified the holy name. You spend almost the whole class just glorifying the holy name.
The purpose was about that.
Really wonderful.
The purpose was about this. Prabhupada is very clear about it. It's clearly saying Sankirtan Yajna is certainly going to benefit humanity spiritually, materially, in every manner. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Sang. Jai.
Krishna, Krishna.